I guess I have a strategy for turning these episodes into beautiful masterpieces, and I think a great productive and introspective approach to these podcasts would be for me to read from my journals that I have on this desk right in front of me. So literally I dump into these journals during creative periods. So sometimes I have this creative energy that I don't really know where to channel it. It's like, do I bust out the paints? Do I paint a canvas? Do I take out the computer to do graphic design? The discipline, the medium, the art form is not as important to me as the emotion or the concept or the gift that. The gift of inspiration. So the gift of inspiration, I'm calling it a gift because I'm sorry, like I would consider myself creative through the majority of chapters of my life, and I gotta admit, you know, it is a gift. It's a gift when I'm inspired, because it's something that I gotta be in the right position to receive, and it's nothing that I can manufacture. So it's truly a gift, and I can be inspired by so many different things. But for me, what tends to stand the test of time is good, positive, clean, pure inspiration. But you know, sometimes I get these wild, fiery, you know, not evil, but like lustful, maybe, or like just kind of sinful in general. Forms of inspiration that kind of create a more momentary satisfaction of creating works of art from that place. So what I like to do to know that I'm aligned. Actually, not even about being aligned. What I like to do to know, to be assured in myself that the inspiration comes from God, is say read the Bible, but a lot of the times, well, that sort of takes me to my heart. It takes me to my heart, and when I read the Bible, I can understand my heart a little bit more, no matter where my heart may be or what it's going through. I feel like the Bible is a book about the heart, and the human heart. Obviously, it's about our soul, but it teaches us how to keep our heart, and to keep it purified and healing. So that is a reminder to self of where to get that clean slate, that meditative inspiration that seems like it sometimes comes out of nowhere. Personally, I'm really inspired by the books in the Bible. And so I pray about the subjects that I should be painting nowadays, and I wonder if I should be painting stories from the Bible as a form of worship, because painting is a form of worship, and it seems I've worshipped some of the wrong things. I painted like women before, but no matter what, we are painting. Whatever our muse is, it's pretty much a form of worship. So that's why I'm trying to keep God first. And if I am talking or showcasing worldly things in this chapter of my life, in this project that I'm working on, I'm going to do it as messages and letters and visualizations to teach our generation how to live in this day and age. Because, you know, I'm an artist at this time, in this era, and it's a duty to use my skills and talents for God. And where I am in my life is that I do not know what to paint. I don't know what subjects to paint, you know. When I was in love with a girl, a woman, I would paint that woman. I would, you know, almost obsess over her. I would want to capture her beauty. By capturing, I mean grab it. I would like to take the beauty and put it here onto this piece of paper or canvas or song. So as I mature, beauty becomes more temporal, and so here we are, keeping God first in the artwork, prioritizing love in my stories, and being a responsible brother and sister. A responsible brother to my brothers and sisters as we expand and extend heaven on earth by making our home full of joy and inviting God into every situation.